This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hope you had a productive, you know what, I am not, I know some of you are like big time sports freaks, all that fun stuff. I'm not there. Okay, it's just that simple. I know, grew up in Boston. I know my brother Dean doesn't listen to the show, but he's like holds a dynasty, you know, the Patriots, the Red Sox, whatever. Doesn't put any money in my pocket. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly being part of the conversation. And again, you know, get involved, get engaged. Seriously. I'm not joking. I mean, you got to figure out, you got to get involved to figure out. Look at all the issues coming at you. Look at the angles at which they come at you. Right? You've got the governor in Virginia. You know, they want him to resign. Some people say, you know, is he guilty before proven? I've got so much I want to cram into a few minutes here. They saw the pictures. He was in med school at the time. And I'm amazed that when Hillary Clinton ran, they have pictures of her with a KKK leader. They have pictures of her and her husband in blackface. And there was no outrage. And they don't like this guy, so they want him gone. And all of a sudden, there's an outrage. He's got to go. He's got to go. He's got to go. Right, wrong, or indifferent. Would somebody please say, somebody on the left, please say that if Hillary decides to run again, she can't. Because she dressed up in blackface. What was it? What was that picture about? From the 80s, like 70s or 80s or something?
90s, probably.
You never saw that? Oh.
90s.
Wow. That's even better. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In case you were wondering, I have to ask, right? Been having, it's been raining for like 4 days. I put my ARC order in. That's right, we're going to get all the wood. Come on, some of you know this song, right?
Out of wood.
Yeah, ooh, those are days gone by we're trying to wash out of my head. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5567. Yeah, I mean, like, we've been trying to get some stuff done in the studio and other places. Yesterday, I got stuck. I want to thank the Patriots for screwing up the tow trucks, because yesterday in California, when it rains, it's like all the oil on the bottom of the road comes to the top, and everybody forgets, if it's raining, slow down. You're not in Massachusetts, you know what I'm saying? Slow down. And then I'm stuck in a parking lot for, what was it, is it a couple hours there?
Yeah.
Waiting for somebody to show up and help me out? Thank you so much. So anyhow, I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And truly, I mean, honestly, truly being part of the conversation. You got to be part of the conversation. It's how we all, it truly is just simply how we all learn how to deal with each other. So Gladys Knight did his good yesterday, right? I mean, talk about somebody who truly, this is the way it's done. No knee, no games, no anything. Now don't stand up. Just enjoy.
So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly.
Sit down. That's how it's done. It's that simple. There's no knees. There's no any of that. Here's a black female. She loves the country. That's how it's done. Another female who loves the country? Kimberly Marin. You're going to be joining us in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact!
Can you move?
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again, just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that he's spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And you know what? Just do me a favor, though. If you put a TRS in there, then I know, capital TRS in the subject line, then I know it's one of you sending me an email. It's not somebody trying to sell me something, because I get a boatload of emails, and I don't want to go through them all unless I absolutely have to. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, yesterday was, I guess it was the sports event of the century, but I don't, you know, for me, it should have been the food event of the century, but we'll bring Kimberly Marin in because, you know, I can't stand it. Are you on this kick like every day you have to put a different piece of food or something up there that you've cooked, made, or saw?
I haven't even put the blueberry pie I made up there.
Oh. New England, you can always send it, you know. It's my favorite pie, and you almost can't find it in California.
Really?
Yeah, it's terrible. It's un-American. Well, I'm in California, so that, you know, that's
fine. Well, yes. Oh, God. You kind of just answered your own question.
I know, it's terrible. All right, so, New Hampshire doesn't have its own football team, so, and you know, since Boston threw the Patriots out years ago, now they're the New England Patriots, everybody wants to take credit for them when they win, but anyhow, were you excited? Do you care?
Yeah, I've been a Patriots fan for many, many years, since they were terrible, horrible back in the late 80s. It was kind of a boring game. Wasn't very exciting, you know, wasn't that exciting of a game, but, you know, I'm glad we won. And
what did you do?
meaning my team.
You know, even the tow truck driver yesterday said to me, you're not a real Boston fan, are you? Because, I mean, seriously, dude. I said, no, I'm not. I'm not like the stereotypical Boston fan will stand beside the team even when they're losing big time, you know?
I'm telling you, hand over that Boston card. Hand it over.
Oh, God.
It was part of the reason it was good to win is because so many people hate the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Which makes it even better. but there was, did you see the article by some moron?
Oh, yeah.
At the Daily Beast saying that the Patriots are a white supremacist team and their fans are all support white nationalists, white supremacists.
Yeah. It was great. I actually enjoyed the read. There was another one. Did you read the one from Christina Gregg over at AOL?
No.
Oh, it was great. She says, all right. I'm sorry. Richard Spencer, he deems Tom Brady's Super Bowl victory a win for the white race.
Oh, my God.
And, see how far this has gone? I mean, is it because of the Patriots? Is it because what if the Blackhawks won? Would it have been okay? I mean, I don't get it. I don't.
No. It's because Bob Kraft doesn't speak ill of Trump. He was in an interview recently and he said, you know, decent things about Trump. He didn't bash Trump like everyone on the left does. So, you know, they just, because these guys don't hate Trump, they hate these guys. And so they're white supremacists. I mean, I don't know about the black guys on the team. What are you going to do? They must be white supremacists too. And then all the fans must be as well, even if you didn't vote for Trump. This is what I can't stand about the left, is they infuse politics into where it doesn't belong, where it doesn't need to be. None of the people at these games care what the politics of the person sitting next to them are.
No kidding.
They just are all rooting for their team. You know why? You know why the left hates it? Because it's something simple that unifies everyone for a couple hours a week, a few months out of the year. And you know the left hates anyone to be unified, because if people get unified, they might actually talk to each other and figure out that it's the idiots that are causing all the problems up above.
Can't have that at all. Well, look, and again, but it kind of puts a damper in me believing in the left at all, because you got some of my friends are reading this crap and they're believing. So what was he saying? He was saying that the New England Patriots, this guy Spencer, congratulated them on their fifth win. But he said, you know, it is definitely a link and a show of white nationalism. And he went on to say, for the white race, it's never over. Right, I'm thinking to myself.
First of all, it's the sixth win. Second of all,
oh, excuse me.
So are they completely ignoring the black players who took part in the win and who are part of the team? Are they ignoring them?
Well, apparently black players were the ones there helping the white players win because they're into white nationalism or something. I don't know. I don't know how you make that make sense. That's the thing. That's what I'm trying to say. You can't make it.
It doesn't make sense. No. It doesn't make any sense. And that's how insane these people are. I mean, they just get worse by the day. It's a friggin' football team, you losers. It doesn't matter if they support the president. Does that mean that any football teams who supported Obama were racist? I mean, give me a break.
I don't even know where to go. I can't go anywhere with this stuff because all I want to do is make fun of it. You know, and that's rude and wrong and whatever. You know,
No, it's not. You mean make fun of the people on the left?
I mean, yeah, make fun of them.
We should make fun of them because they deserve it because they're clowns. But no, but it's not just about mocking them, right? Because that's easy to do because they do so many stupid things on a daily basis. The problem is, you have regular people who believe what they're saying to be true because they don't know any better.
Yeah,
seriously.
I agree with you. But, but what's going to stop this thing? Because you've got a lot of young people. You still have this stuff going on in colleges where they're teaching about white supremacy, white nationalism. They've got classes on a regular basis about dealing with your whiteness. You know, it really... You're laughing, but it's true.
I know
you
it's
see
true.
See it every day of the week, right? So you know, Spencer went on to say. I mean, think about a white guy saying this about the black community. Spencer went on to say he was born in Boston, and the Patriots are the whitest team in the league. I'm like, wow.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, we'll be back in a minute. You can ponder on that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly Marin's with us. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Border security and the State of the Union. President Trump in Washington, D.C., preparing for the State of the Union address Tuesday night. It's expected he will make his case for declaring a national emergency to secure funding to finish the border wall. The Super Bowl over, but lots of cleanup activity in downtown Atlanta. All the trash being picked up and all the posters, signs, and extra security cameras being taken down.
And we had 200 cameras. We're just collecting them today.
This man, an independent contractor from Las Vegas, hired to put up almost 200 extra cameras to keep everyone safe around the perimeter of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It could take a couple of days to get all the equipment down.
We had cameras all around the perimeter to watch and keep everybody safe. We're here for 3 weeks putting up cameras, and we should be done by Thursday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Okay, everybody. Oh, I had the disco light in, but I forgot to hook it up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You talk about being a creature of habit. We moved the camera, so now we come back from commercial. I'm looking to the whole different side of the studio. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week. We try to kick off the week, get things rolling. Kimberly, thanks for being with me. Did you at least bet on the game or anything?
Do you have a disco ball?
I do have a disco light in the studio somewhere.
Oh, my God, you have to put it up. That's awesome.
Yeah, I will.
No, I don't bet on things.
Oh. Well, you're not really from Boston, then. They bet on everything
please.
There. I mean, everything, right?
I know. Some of the guys at work were telling me how they bet. People were betting on literally every point you could bet on in the game. Every single thing. I was like, oh, my. That's more of a problem than it is.
I was sitting at a table that the other day, and they were betting on, who's going to score this first touchdown? Who's going to be ahead at the half? Who's going to win the game?
Yep.
How many? I'm going like, really? Can you really bet on this much? You know?
Oh, you can bet on. Yeah, it's ridiculous the things you can bet on. I had no idea until somebody told me today.
Wow. So hey, I know how much you're tuned into the entertainment world. We'll get to the governor here shortly. But you are you familiar with a singer called Aaron Lewis?
Nope.
No. Yeah, I'm not either.
Oh, a man or a woman?
It's a man, I think.
Okay. A-A-R-O-N?
Yeah. Right?
I think I've heard the name.
Well, apparently, he's like number one or two on the country charts, which probably shows you why I have no clue as to who he is.
Forget it.
There you go. Okay. So apparently, he really got the crowd rowdy at his concert on Saturday when he implied that Spanish speakers are un-American. Then he walked off the stage early to end the concert because he had about had it. Apparently he was irritated when a crowd of his Texas show wouldn't stop talking, and they were yakking away and you know, speaking in Spanish, to which he replied, "You know what? I'm sorry, I don't understand Spanish. Speak American." Because, you know, they were yelling at him and telling him to do stuff in Spanish. And I'm thinking to myself, right. First of all, okay, what's wrong with that? If you only speak English, why is it you're in America, you speak English, and somebody's speaking to you in Spanish, and you're the bad guy because you don't understand them? How does that happen?
Right.
Right? And then he says, you know, I've had it with you people. I'm out of here.
Oh, my God. Guess what?
Uh-oh.
Wait. So he was from...
What happened to her? You went away. What did you do? She does that. She either hits the mute button because she's so excited.
About, damn it, I hit the mute button because I was so excited. So...
Go ahead.
So he was a member, a founding member of the band Stained. Terrible, terrible band. But he's from Longmeadow, Massachusetts.
It's that, boss, apparently, that Boston attitude, right?
listen, apparently he was born in Vermont to hippie parents living in a log cabin.
This is too good to be true.
Oh. I had to look it up because I'm like, he looks familiar, and he does not look like a country star. He might be now, but who knows? I have no idea. Yeah, okay, country music, whatever. but, yeah, he's from Massachusetts, Western Mass.
Oh, well.
Originally.
The thing is, it takes a guy from Boston to do this, right? I mean, a Massachusetts guy to pull this off. You know,
yeah.
And they tend to be more liberal, so why wasn't he more understanding of the fact that they didn't understand Spanish?
Right? You know what? I can understand. Number one, if people are talking and it's really affecting you that much when you're trying to perform, I would have stopped and said, "Shut up. Are you either here to watch me or are you here to chit chat? If you want to chit chat, that's fine. I'll take off."
Wow.
You know, if it's interfering with your performance that much.
Well, that and then they started asking him to play certain songs, but they were asking him to do it in Spanish. And he looked at him and said, no, we'll have none of this. Use English. I want it in English. And then he just got fed up and walked off the stage, which I'm okay with. I'm seriously. And I wouldn't give their money back. I'd actually give it back to them in pesos. There you go.
Well, if he can't understand what they're saying, they need to speak in the language of the country they're in, which is America. And the language is English, yeah, even though I know it's not the official language, that's what we teach. But seriously,
no,
that would be like one of us going to a concert in a different country, speaking in English, and the guy's like, "I don't understand. I only speak German," saying it in German or whatever.
Yeah, whatever, yeah, and
you know,
be able to understand what he's saying anyhow. All right, so let's get started on the one that you want to go on. Although I'm sick to death of this. It's been, you know, it's this kind of news 24/7. It just makes you nuts.
Crazy.
When you hear this stuff, right? Yeah, doesn't it? I mean, after a while, you start going, "Okay, look it, enough." So anyhow,
okay. Well, I just wanted to say about this whole Governor Northam thing, who I now also call Governor Gosnell. Somebody else does it. I can't remember who. But he had let the cat out of the bag about what they were doing, wanted to do, what Democrats wanted to do in Virginia, and what Planned Parenthood supported and supports is to let a baby die, let a baby born alive die if the mother and doctor decided that's what they wanted to do, if the mother didn't want it.
Disgusting.
When she was getting an abortion, and besides the fact that late-term abortion, you know, basically for any reason, which is horrific, and almost 90% of people in the country want late-term abortion to be illegal, unless it's, like, to save the mother's life, et cetera.
Right.
And in which case, actually, I saw something about a doctor who said if there's a case where it's to save the mother's life, you don't abort the baby. You induce labor. The mother gives birth,
that's
and you try
right.
to save both the mother and the baby.
That's right.
So
it's just amazing. Yeah.
But so So this whole thing about his medical yearbook or whatever, that was just a distraction from what he was saying, because even when regular pro-choice people hear that kind of talk, they're horrified. They're disgusted. And that, it just makes it grow, it makes people grow against Democrats and against Planned Parenthood and against what these people are doing and pushing when they find out the reality that these people really truly want abortion on demand up until the day before a woman is due to give birth, or after even, in the case in Virginia, for any reason. And that's what it really is, and that's what they've been wanting that for a long time. They slip here and there and really say what they want, that they basically want to kill a human baby, a fully term human baby. They, when they finally admit that they really want to kill that baby, which is, that's exactly what it was. I don't care how it is. I don't care how you look at it. And I'm pro-choice with limits. When people hear that, they are horrified. And if you're not horrified, you need to see a shrink.
Well, that was, you know, then Cuomo, the hypocrite, comes out, and what's he say after? Right after he signs that bill, what's he say? He says he lines himself up with the Pope that it is, ready for this one, and it is inhumane to put people to death in prison. Right?
What?
Yeah. He says he's going to fight for new legislation to get rid of the death penalty because it's inhumane to kill people in prison, and however, killing babies just outside the womb, not so much, right?
Okay. maybe Cuomo should consider a womb like a prison. And then he'll care more about unborn babies.
They're stuck in there, right? I mean, they have to break out if they want out. So maybe it is the same thing.
They have to break out or get broken out.
But you were saying that this whole thing came down that, you know, Governor Northam, this was kind of to take the pressure off of that, focus off the baby thing and now this. But let's go a little further with this, okay? You talk about this stuff. Now you've got the lieutenant governor under the microscope because apparently he's being accused of sexual assault allegations. So the two guys at the top at the state are both scum.
Well, and the thing is, this people knew about this accusation against the lieutenant governor before now, and it's really just coming up to, you know, the head right now.
Yeah, it's just. But again, I agree with you guys. It's a distraction to a big degree. It's nothing a distraction, and I wonder if somebody did this to help even get. Get it off in Northam. We got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. I love horns. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's just bring her in. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week, kind of kick off the week, get things rolling. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Excuse me, I'm yawning because someone keeps making me yawn.
Oh. Well, I give my sob story, but I don't want everybody to feel bad for me. But that's beside the point. Anyway.
No one's going to feel bad for you.
I know, right, because I grew up with the Patriots. Nobody's going to feel bad for me anyhow.
That's right.
Right. All right. And Corey Duncan and team is listening right now, you know. So
hi, Corey.
Don't screw up. Anyhow. All right. You and I were just talking about the the Virginia governor and lieutenant governor, and I wonder if Northam threw him under the bus just to get the heat off. You know, they're getting what they put out, aren't they? Right? All the sexual allegations and sexual assault allegations coming back on them. I think it's amazing.
I think it's quite the clown show over in Virginia. I think they should just both resign and just have a whole new election. Forget it. Just have a whole new election.
I'm with you.
Because clearly, clearly they don't know what they're doing. Democrats should not have their hands in the governor's office anymore. Done.
All right.
Unbelievable.
So tomorrow night's a big night. It's a big date night, right? Trump's going to do the State of the Union tomorrow night.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I can't wait to see how much Botox Nancy got.
Oh, you know what? I wish it was the way, you know those weird horror movies where they kind of break into the TV and they take over your television set? Wouldn't it be great to like superimpose a clown face over her or just a big smile on her mouth while she's listening to it? Because she's gonna look totally miserable, right? It's like it's like going to one of your kids' recitals, but you have to listen to six kids that belong to somebody else before you get to yours. You know, one of those. That's exactly what it's going to be like. But the beauty is watching that Supreme Court walk in, watching them bring in Ruth Bader Ginsburg on a two-wheeler just to get her in there.
Do you think she'll be there?
They will pump her full of anything they need to get her there. That's what I think, unless she's on her deathbed or unless she's already dead. I don't know which.
Weekend at Ruthie's? No.
I'm glad you said it.
I actually feel bad for her because, like, what's really going on?
She's in bad shape.
No one's heard from her.
You and I both know that. She's in bad shape. She's, reading the transcripts at home. I don't know if I'm comfortable with that because you can't ask transcripts.
I'm absolutely not comfortable with that. That is not where you're supposed to be reading them.
Right. You know, and if she can't serve anymore, I don't care whether she's a Dem or a Republican. You can't serve anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Down.
Yeah.
Step away. And if you haven't got that long, God, go enjoy yourself. Go do something you like to do.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's crazy. I know she, you know, is adamant on staying on the Supreme Court at least until Trump is gone, but you know,
she may be gone first.
Seriously, I agree with you too. Like, if you are that ill, you know, retire and enjoy the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I mean, really, are you that hell bent on not letting Trump get anything that you're just willing to the last days of your life, you're willing to give in like this? It doesn't make any sense.
And well, imagine if something does happen to her and Trump has another Supreme Court pick.
You gotta go nuts.
I think, we don't have enough mental institutions to keep hold of all the left.
Yeah.
We just don't. They will go mental.
Yeah, they will. They will not know how to deal with themselves if he gets one more Supreme Court, choice or nomination. And hopefully, you know, McConnell can push him through. He seems to be holding, but he could have been so much more aggressive over the last few weeks, and he hasn't been. And I have no hope in McConnell coming through for us the way he should. You know what I'm saying?
Well, look at the stuff they didn't come through on when it was Republican-controlled everything, you know? So, you know, people need to not forget that. Although, to be honest, I don't know. They still need a certain amount of votes, which includes Democrats for certain things. Not for Supreme Court justice, though.
No, no, no.
Not for that.
Right. You're right.
Thanks, Harry Reid.
You know, he's got a flat spot in his forehead where he's been slamming his head for the last 2 years for the dumb things.
Wasn't it his bicycle that slammed him?
Yeah, you know what?
Because personally, I think it was his brother, but.
I was going to say, you know what his bicycle's name is? Louis and Guido. That's what he calls it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right? That's the name of his bike. So, but seriously, when Trump goes there tomorrow night, my attitude is I know what I would like to do. I would actually turn the podium around and I would just beat on Pelosi for the 40 minutes or whatever. But I know you can't. But, you know, that's the thing.
No.
Does he do nothing but berate her? Does he do nothing but beat on the Dems? Or does he call for unity and figure out how you're going to pull it all together? What's he do?
That's exactly what he does. He because regular Americans, as little as they pay attention, they don't like this fighting. They want stuff to get done. They don't like this fighting. They believe, just like in our real life jobs and everyday life and our relationships, that if you disagree on something, you come to the table, you talk about it, and both sides compromise to get things done. So what Trump needs to do is he needs to come out and he needs to talk about, you know, the things that they need to come to get done, that they need to work together, that this is hurting the entire country, that nothing is getting done. He needs to make a plea to the people and explain that, you know, we're trying to get things done. We need to really, you know, unite, blah, 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 whatever.
Right.
And if he can, you know, if he has to throw in a couple of bashing things that aren't obvious, that's good. But he needs to make a plea to the regular Americans and speak to them, not to Pelosi, not to Republicans, not to Democrats, to the regular people, not even his base, regular people in general across the country. Speak to them.
Wow.
And if he does that, it'll be a good thing for him.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know if he can hold himself though. I'm sorry.
I'd be the first one smacking Nancy around and verbally. But I don't think that there's a point to it because in regular speaking and what he does, that's one thing. But this is his chance to talk to regular people who may only see him speak once in a while. They don't know all the things that are going on. So this is his chance to talk directly to them. And that's what he's got to do.
Are you, they all get to invite guests, to the event, right? To State of the Union.
Yeah.
And, you know, I believe that Trump actually does. I don't think he flies off the cuff. I think he really thinks through who he's going to bring on and why, right?
Tell me he's bringing angel moms.
Let me look and see. But the one that stood out for me was Josh Trump, right? The sixth grader in Wilmington, Delaware. Remember him? He was the 11-year-old that had been bullied at school because of his last name. Right? They call him idiot, stupid, all this other stuff.
Wow.
Again, because of his last name. So Trump has invited him to the White House for the event, which I just think is great. And amazing,
I think that's
right?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yep. And
the Covington kids would be good, too.
Oh, yeah, that would be good. Right?
That would be good.
He's bringing in the relatives of the Nevada couple who were killed at the hands of an illegal immigrant. Right.
Okay. Angel. Yep. Family.
Right.
Yep.
Let me see. They were older people, so that was that's just amazing. But and Alice Johnson, the one that he freed from the prison.
Oh, very nice.
Right. So all the
very
stuff.
Nice.
Think about something. So Billy Bob Clinton is the one that signed the law that actually put more blacks in jail. Right.
Of course.
Basically, that simple. Then we get a black president, I think he was black, they told me he was black, who came along, and he couldn't find time to sign a bill or push Congress to fix this problem. They knew it was a problem. They've known
it was a problem. He didn't pardon her?
No, he didn't. He didn't pardon her. He didn't do anything to deal with this. And he was wonderful. He was great. He was the best president the planet had ever seen. Right? Just ask a Democrat. They'll tell you. And then the white guy who hates black people comes along and says, this is an injustice. Now, yes, he had help. He had it brought to his attention. I got it. So he said, this is an injustice. This is wrong. Let's straighten this out. And he's a racist.
Do you honestly think that Obama didn't have this type of stuff brought to his attention?
Oh, of course he did. Of course
he turned his back on the black community and injustices that actually do have happened and are still happening.
Yeah.
But Trump's trying to fix it. Yeah, but he's a racist. Morons.
That's right. You know it, baby. That's right. All right, Kimberly, where do people find you? Quick.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, GraniteCross.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All kinds of fun. All right, listen, because we're all civil people, we're going to talk about the Native Americans who disrupted the Catholic Mass, because they can. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.